Always got to be ready for camp, baby. Angus Johnson, Dear Drew, what do you think the toughest game on the Texans' schedule is? Going to Green Bay is going to be tough. That looks like a good team. But you know what? It's so hard to answer that question in July when, really, we've got such a long way to go. But give me Green Bay since that's the best quarterback you face, and they've got a really good team around them. So I'll say the Packers. Zach Ayers, Dear Drew, would it be surprising if Clowney lined up as a defensive end more than an outside linebacker this year due to the depth at defensive end? No, it would not be surprising. In fact, I think you're going to see the Texans run, you know, a 4-3 defense some of the time because of what's been going on. And really, they go with four down linemen a lot when they run their nickel package. So I do think you will see the defensive end Jadeveon Clowney sometimes, and you'll see outside linebacker Jadeveon Clowney. Good question. Kyle Wright, Dear Drew, do you think J.J. Watt being out will help the rest of the defense step it up so when he does return, they wreak havoc on offenses? Short answer, no. I don't think the defense is better without J.J. Watt in the lineup. But I understand what you're asking, and maybe by them practicing and getting more reps during training camp, that'll be a bit of a silver lining for some of the defensive linemen. But ultimately, no. I don't think when your best player is out of the picture, your team is better. But that's a good question. Shannon Budaus, Dear Drew, will there be any more Texans scratch-off tickets? There will, but none for you. Sorry, Shannon. Ricky Jackson, Dear Drew, I want to know how the Texans have addressed their offensive line in the offseason. I don't want Brock Osweiler to go through some growing pains. Well, Ricky, they signed an excellent offensive guard in Jeff Allen. He is going to play right guard. They also signed a center in Tony Bergstrom, but they drafted one, Nick Martin, from Notre Dame, and looked for Nick Martin to start. So that's going to be some good stuff there. Big question mark, how soon Dwayne Brown returns to form from that quads injury. But Ricky, I like your question. I like you. I like the name Ricky Jackson. It's got that melodic sound to it, and we're going to give you scratch-offs. So email right here. Say, hey, I'm Ricky Jackson. I got scratch-offs to win, and we'll get those out to you. Bye. And we've got a few variations of the same question from Chino Like Father Like Son, and I don't think that's the game name your mother gave you, your father gave you, or the orphanage gave you, but it's a cool name nonetheless. And my boy Chato Lide, Chato says, Dear Drew, Brokowski, is there any scenario materializing for Andre Johnson to retire as a Texan? I could see that happening someday, but I think Andre still has football left in him, but it's not going to be played here in Houston. But ultimately, yes, I do think he would do one of those contract one day things where he signs as a Texan and retires. Thanks for those questions. Camp is here, and that's a great thing. Love it, love you, and we'll see you next time on Dear Drew.